This Sunday, HBO introduces a new show in a prime slot, right after the premiere of the new season of The Sopranos. Like The Sopranos, Big Love is the story of a family. And like The Sopranos and the other HBO hit, 6 Feet Under, it's about an unusual family. HBO is hoping that if viewers were drawn to watching the inner worlds of the Mafia and Undertakers, they'll be equally hooked on getting a glimpse of what it's like to be part of a polygamist family. Here's NPR's Lynn Neary.
Big Love follows the lives of polygamist Bill Henriksen, his 3 wives, and their many children, as they try to live life as normally as possible in a typical American suburb. Except for his lifestyle, and that's a pretty big exception, Henriksen, as played by Bill Paxton, is an average guy. Head of a successful business, he's a good employer, a devoted, though overextended, father, and a man who really seems to want to make his wives happy. Mark Olson and Will Sheffer are co-creators and executive producers of Big Love. Olson says even they aren't always sure how to describe the show.
Is it an upside-down version of Cheaper by the Dozen? Is it Father Knows Best on acid? I mean, it's sort of all those things wrapped up into one. It's every man through the strangest lens imaginable.
The wives, ranging from level-headed wife number one to giddy, immature wife number three, with very high-maintenance wife number two wedged in between, vie for their husband's attention both in and out of bed. In this scene, the three of them, played by Jean Triplehorn, Chloe Sevigny, and Jennifer Goodwin, work out their schedule with their husband.
What about Wayne's birthday? He turns 5 on the 17th.
Oh, my heck, that's right.
I can't believe it. Well, he should be with his father on his birthday.
Well, it looks like the 17th is family home evening anyway.
Yeah, but I want Bill to be with Wayne at our house all night, though. You don't mind, Margie, do you?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. Not at all.
You got a problem with it, boss lady?
Though set in Salt Lake City, both HBO and the show's creators have taken pains to make it clear that the Mormon Church has banned polygamy and excommunicates anyone who practices it. And while the family is seen praying, Big Love has a largely secular tone as it explores the messiness of a polygamous family's life and all that entails. Conflicting needs, financial worries, petty jealousies. Still, Mark Olson says a certain religiosity underpins everything.
Let's put it this way. If Joseph Smith had not had his revelations about polygamy, and had it not been part of the Mormon tradition, this family would not exist. Now, it's difficult to dramatize that because they are not part of an organized compound where that is practiced, and they cannot be part of the formal LDS church. So they have no real home for their religious beliefs, and they're somewhat unmoored because of it.
HBO met with officials of the Mormon Church and even sent them copies of early versions of the show. Kim Farah, a spokesperson for the church, attended one of the screenings.
It was uncomfortable because of the content and the sexual themes right off the bat. But seeing that coupled with streets of downtown Salt Lake City and landmarks that we're familiar with was very disconcerting.
Farah says the church is concerned that Big Love will cause the public to blur the line between Mormons and polygamy. And she says the church is also worried the show will gloss over some of the problems associated with polygamy.
Anyone who lives in Utah is aware of those who do practice polygamy. And of late, over the last couple of years, some of the abuses that have happened in those communities, particularly concerning women and children, have come to light in news reports. And that's very concerning to anyone.
Wherever I see polygamy, I mostly see misery.
John Krakauer, author of Under the Banner of Heaven, A Story of Violent Faith, has been studying polygamy for many years. Though he hasn't seen Big Love, he is curious about it, and he too is concerned that the show may leave viewers with the wrong impression.
The good polygamist, the Bill Paxton character who's appealing and is appealing wives, it's not like that never happens, but that's so rare. I mean, creepiness is the perfect word to describe these cultures. It is really kind of sick, and wherever you see polygamy, you see a lot of bad stuff.
Big Love does portray the menacing side of polygamy in the character of Roman Grant, played by Harry Dean Stanton. The patriarch of the polygamous compound where Bill was raised, Roman is both threatening and creepy. And as it turns out, Bill owes him a debt he may never be able to fully repay.
You can put it any way you want, Bill. Have your attorneys arrange it any way you please, but we get 15% of anything you do. Listen to me, son, carefully. There's man's law and there's God's law. And I think you know which side I'm on.
Olsen and Sheffer say they knew if they wanted Big Love to be credible, it had to portray this side of polygamy.
And it's a large part of the polygamist world, which are these compounds that grew up in a very peculiar, enforced isolation, and sort of mutated on their own into what they've become today, which in certain instances are very repressive, very corrupt places.
It's a darker world, certainly, and we felt the responsibility to dramatize some of the more the darker aspects of polygamy as it exists.
The polygamy of the compound stands in sharp contrast to the relatively benign polygamy of Bill and his three wives. But in the end, it is this portrayal of polygamy in the suburbs that dominates the show. Heather Havrileski, who writes about TV for Salon.com, says she found this depiction of polygamy to be a little goofy, but she liked it.
It's kind of fun, and it's sort of fascinating, and it pulls you in. And what's amazing about it is that the creators of the show actually managed to get you into the mindset of the people so that you're rooting for this polygamist family and, you know, trying to keep them safe from those terrible monogamist outsiders out there.
Olsen and Sheffer say they really are not trying to push an agenda with Big Love. They just think of it as a show about what it means to be a family. And they say they based a lot of it on their own non-polygamous families.
This is our homage to the families that we grew up in, to the sort of big, messy, complicated American families that both Will and I come from and grew up in.
And it's not a cynical vision. I think that's the other important thing. It's a show about family values. It may be subversive, but it's not cynical.
Overall, it seems the impression Olsen and Sheffer hope to convey is that polygamists, perhaps like mafiosos and undertakers, really aren't so different after all. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You can see a preview of Big Love at our website, npr.org.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield.
The staff includes Susan Feeney, Sarah Saracen, Allison McAdam, Jonathan Blakely, Nathan Santamaria, Andrea Hsu, Rachel Dry, Jeremy Hobson, and Melissa Gray.
For This I Believe, Dan Gettiman with John Gregory and Ellen Silva.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. Managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.